This past Friday morning, Dr. Tiffany Franks, who is the president of Averitt University in Danville, Virginia, stood on the platform of the main auditorium on campus in front of over 300 enthusiastic Passport campers to say thank you. She said, thank you for the difference that you have made on this campus, and thank you for the difference that you have made in this community. She went on to say, wherever I have been, in the grocery store, around the community, people have come up to me and have asked the question, who are these wonderful young people who are on your campus, who are out working in the community, who are making a profound difference in our lives? One of the local television stations a couple of weeks ago even did a feature story on one of the mission projects that our Passport campers were involved with. For this past week, our campers have been involved in a wild and a precious life. They have experienced what Jesus talked about when he talked about abundant life. And this morning, our campers have returned full of the love of God, commitment, enthusiasm, and resolve to share this with their church family back home. And so this morning in the service, all of our campers, in one way or another, will be leading in this service, will be sharing with you what they have experienced this past week. Kevin will come now, and he's going to share the scripture passage from John 10 that was the thematic passage of this past week's Passport. Kevin, you come and share that with us now.
This scripture lesson comes from John chapter 10, verse 10. This was the main theme of our trip at Passport. I came so that everyone would have life and have it to its fullest. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Stand now. Madeline will come and lead us in our call to worship.
God created us to live a full and beautiful lives.
Jesus came and lived every moment of our life and have it in its fullest.
This week we learned that life is wild and precious, wild and wonderful, wild and free, and wild at heart.
We experience this wild life when we follow Jesus,
who taught us to love one another as he loved us.
God created us.
Jesus came so that everyone would have life and have it in its fullest.
Thank you.
Hello, boys and girls. You know what? We only have 1 week before vacation Bible school. Are you excited about Bible school? I am. It is going to be so much fun. Speaking of having fun, Jasmine, today's your birthday? 6 years old? Isn't that wonderful? Jasmine's having a birthday today, and we are going to tell you about Passport today. Now, boys and girls, you had cupcakes. Chocolate. Oh, goodness. That sounds better all the time.
Candle.
Okay. These big boys and girls have been off at a camp called Passport, and guess what they did? They worked with children all week. Now, I want them to tell you a little bit about what they did about working with children, but the first one, Sam, you come up here. You all take this microphone. Sam worked with a boy, and what was his name, Sam?
His name was Josiah, but we called him Jojo.
Jojo. Now, I want Sam to tell you about what's so special about Jojo, because he was a really neat kid.
Well, when we first got to the mission site, we were in the library, and we were approached by this one kid who wanted us to read him a book. And, you know, it seemed innocuous enough at first, but did not stay that way for long. You know, if we didn't read the book exactly right, just come and smack you around with a clown puppet. And I never thought in my entire life that I'd be at the same time so afraid of and infatuated with an 8-year-old. But, well, I mean, the world works in mysterious ways.
And Sam, tell them when you all had to leave JoJo, what happened?
Well, as the camp went on, stuff like this continued. JoJo kind of, you know, bossed us around and kind of played an army type thing with us. And at the end of the week, he left a little bit earlier than the rest of the kids while we were still there, because he was going to go swimming with the rest of the kids, and by the time he got back, none of us would be there. So he was lining up to go out the door, and you know, the entire like little group that he had abducted to play with him kind of lined up beside the door and gave him one last salute on his way out. And everyone was crying and was just in a bad mood for the entire rest of the time. But it was definitely worth it to get to see JoJo off that way.
Great. Thank you, Sam. Now, Grayson and Ethan, Ethan Fulbright, because we have two Ethans, and the preacher was named Ethan, but they were on the site with me. So tell them about working with some of these kids, Grayson.
Let's see.
You can just talk to the kids here.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody just listens in.
Do they?
You,
are you
talk
sure?
to these kids. Yeah.
Oh, no. This guy doesn't look like he's listening. Anyway, so me and Ethan worked at, it's called Cedar Terrace, it's not Cedar Avenue. Okay, I'm sorry. Am I good now? Okay,
you're good.
So me and Ethan and Ray worked at a place called Cedar Terrace for underprivileged families. Like, if they didn't have a place to live, it was like a government housing facility. And we worked there. And these kids, when we would work with them, they would always come and try to get on your back or ride you like a pony or something like that, where you'd have to force them to do something or throw a football with them. And they gave everyone nicknames. Like, my nickname was Waffles. I still don't get it, but we'll go with it. I don't think anyone, yeah, you're right, Ethan, no one got that. But it was a lot of fun. But I'm not really good at speaking, so I'm going to hand the mic off to Ethan.
Okay.
When the second day happened, because we were split up, the second day I was working with kids, and that we were throwing the frisbee and everything, but when you got to start knowing them, they were just real nice, sweet kids that loved to play with each other, and sometimes they didn't be nice to each other, but they were still good kids.
All right, I worked at Cardinal Village, and one of the things, all right, who likes to play games? Raise your hand. Anybody? Who likes to sing songs? Who likes to help your parents out with things? Yeah, okay, so what we did was, is when we got there, we ate lunch with the kids, and while we were eating lunch, we'd sing silly songs. And then after that, we'd play with the kids, and we played games like Duck Duck Goose or Tag. And also, while we were doing our mission work, the kids would want to try to help us out, just like y'all like to help your parents out with things. And so I thought that was really awesome.
Okay, thank you, Ethan. And boys and girls, it won't be long before you're going to be old enough to go to Passport. Let's have a prayer together. Dear God, thank you for a very special week and for boys and girls who learned to love each other because we were able to go and share God's love with them. And thank you for these boys and girls. In Jesus' name, amen. And don't forget, we're just a week away from Bible school. So if you just tuned us in on the radio, you recognize that something special is going on at First Baptist this morning. We're sharing the experiences that we had this week at Passport, an ecumenical camp for young people that was on the campus of Averett University. And I would like for you to know this. One of our young people, Jackson McCarthy, who's grown up in this church and attended Passport every year as a camper, is now one of the counselors. And Jordan and Ann, don't tell him I said this, but he's doing a great, great job. He really is. Jackson is just making us all proud the way that he is leading those young people and being such a great example for them. Speaking of young people who make us proud, Ethan Hauser has been to Passport, what, five or six times? Six times. Ethan just graduated from West Davidson High School. He's going to NC State. Well, the dates for Passport were set a long time ago. But then Ethan got the date for college orientation. Guess what? It was last week, the week of Passport. So you know what this guy does? He waits until after devotions on Monday night. Ethan and Sam led the devotions, by the way, and did a super job. And then and devotions were over at 11 o'clock at night. After devotions, he drives to Raleigh, goes to orientation the next day, and then on Wednesday, he returns to Passport. That's commitment. I'm going to ask Ethan to come and give you an overall perspective about this wonderful week in Danville.
It's been a couple months since I've been up here. But, okay, so the theme of Passport this year was, or the theme verse was, I came so that everyone would have life and have it in its fullest. John 10, chapter 10. So the theme of Passport was this wildlife. And if you think about it for a minute, you could kind of describe life as wild. Things are so unpredictable, kind of crazy at times and different. And then also, if you think about a life with Jesus, you might not at first describe it as a wild life, but if you think about it, just everything he does for us, all the miracles he performs, it's kind of wild. So going back to that theme verse, I came so that everyone would have life and have it in its fullest. I'm going to break that down a little bit. So the first thing we talked about in Bible study was, I came so that everyone would have life. And that's pretty easy to understand what that means. Going back to John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever shall believeth in him will have life eternally. And so God gave his only Son for us to forgive us of our sins, and that is something that is just really awesome because he loved us and he thinks we're precious. And so at times it can be kind of hard to remember that we don't need to worry about everything because God is always with us and that God will always love us. And one of the days in Bible study, one of the scripture passages we read was Matthew chapter 18. It says, look at the birds in the sky. They don't sow seed or harvest grain or gather crops into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they are? And so we started to discuss what this really means. And
something that my Bible study leader mentioned was that God provided the birds with life. Like, let's say we're going to talk about birds. So God provided the birds with life. He provided them with the trees and grass for shelter. He provided them with food. And to us, it seems like they don't worry about a single thing in life. They just live life. And it's kind of like the same thing for us. God gave us life. He gives us all the things we have, like family and shelter and food. Yet we're so caught up in all the worries of the world, like what am I going to eat today, our jobs, school, what am I going to make on this test, just things that get in our way and kind of distract us. And the question is, why do we worry about so much when God is always with us? And something that our Bible study leader told us to remember was that just remember that God is with us. He's always in our heart and that he always loves us, and to just trust in him, and he will relieve us of our worries and remind us that everything will be okay. And also another scripture that we read was, I believe it was Matthew. It was another parable in Matthew, but it was the parable of the sheep that Jesus was telling the disciples. And in the parable of the sheep, basically he's describing about how a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of the sheep goes astray. So instead of just not worrying about that one sheep, the shepherd leaves aside the 99 sheep and goes out to search for that one sheep that went astray. And in our Bible study groups, we split up into smaller groups just to kind of talk about what we got from that. And something that my group talked about was how a real life example would be like, sometimes in life we kind of go astray from our path and we become overcome with sin and we lose our way, but God cares about us and he loves us. He thinks we're precious. And so Jesus will come and he'll be with us, and he'll help us find our way back onto our path in life because he loves us. He's not just going to leave us out to dry. He's always with us. And then, let's see, going on to the second part of that, the main theme verse for the week was to have life in its fullest. And so God gave us Jesus to forgive us of our sins so we could have life. So we have this life eternally, but it's not guaranteed that we're going to live this life to its fullest. That's kind of something that we have to do ourselves in a way. And so one night at our group devotions, Sam and I were talking about what it really means to live life to its fullest. So I'm going to go ahead and ask Sam real quick to share a time when he lived life to its fullest, when he felt like he was living life to its fullest.
Yeah, I'd say the time that I really felt like I was living my life to its fullest was last summer when I went on a Boy Scout hiking trip to Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico. And it's because I was just out in the world for 12 days, not really bound by any worry or just really anything, and just being out there and enjoying nature and enjoying the company of the people I was with. And I felt just really detached from life, and, or I mean, not from, like, you know what I mean, like modern life. Like, I didn't have a schedule or anything, nothing that I had to abide by. It was just us getting from point A to point B within 12 days. And it was one of the times that I felt like nothing was being, like, my life wasn't being wasted. And it all felt very purposeful, and it was absolutely fantastic.
All right, so if you think about when have I lived life to its fullest, there is no wrong answer. It's going to be different for each and every one of you. It's just, when have you felt like your life was really meaningful and that you were just going above and beyond and you really felt God with you? For me, a time when I felt like I was living my life to its fullest was definitely any mission trip that we've gone on with this church, whether it be Passport or Belize, because you're going outside of your ordinary life and you're really making a difference in other people's lives. And so more directly with this past Passport, so Yes, we did have a schedule for Passport, but it's like we were making the most out of every second of it. So you'd wake up, you'd go to breakfast, and you could not only talk to the people in your own youth group, but you could make friends with people in other youth groups, step out of your comfort zone. And then you had your morning devotion where you could come closer to God. And then we went to Bible study where we could learn a little bit more about God and why he loves us. And that just to remind us that he thinks that we're precious. And then we'd go to our mission site where we could actually make a difference in other people's lives and see how harsh the world can be, but also see how powerful God's love can be. And so at my mission site, like I was saying, during children's time, I worked at Cardinal Village. And what this was, we had a couple different jobs that we did in Cardinal Village. So you could either play with the kids, or we had some people working around the building where the kids would go in whenever it got really hot. So they were either staining the deck or painting. But something that I really noticed was that the kids, this was kind of like in Belize, where the kids have harsh backgrounds. They have a rough life, yet they're so happy and they're so thankful for even the smallest of things that they had. And so by us just going to Passport and playing Duck Duck Goose with them or singing songs with them at lunch was something that meant the world to them. And there was this little boy that I met on the first day, and his name was Jalen, but everybody called him J-Man. And when we first got there, he was kind of sitting by himself with his little sister. And so I walked over to him and I started talking to him. And it took me a couple minutes to break open that shell. But after I did that, he was just, he wanted to do everything, like just so energetic and happy. We were playing tag and then immediately he'd want to do something else. And whenever I had to leave for orientation, I was kind of sad because I wanted to see him again. But whenever I came back, the first day in Bible study, all the people in my Bible study group were telling me about how he was asking where I was, and he just really wanted to play the games with me that we played on Monday, and he had just really missed me. And so just by being there for a day, I had already impacted this little boy's life. And so just going on mission trips like this, I feel like I'm really living life to its fullest. And also during worship, one of the songs that really stuck with me was called Thrive by Casting Crowns. And I'm going to read you some lyrics from that song. It says, "We know we are made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive." So now I'm going to leave you with a question. How are you going to live to the fullest in this one wild and precious life?
I'm gonna miss that guy. Now Casey will come and share with us one of our Bible verses each day. We focused on a different verse, and we'll have different one of our campers throughout the service that will read these passages to us. Casey?
Look at the birds in the sky. They don't sow seed or harvest grain or gather crops into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they are? Matthew 6:26. This year was my fifth year returning to Passport, and every year is a whole new experience. And when we went to Belize this past summer, the First United Methodist joined us, and we made many close friendships, and our groups just meshed perfectly. So this year at Passport, they joined us, and we joined as one church and called ourselves the BAM, B-A-M, Youth of Lexington, which is an acronym for Baptist and Methodist. My mission site was a very busy mission site where we painted and performed yard work. In fact, I still have paint in my nails from that. And I made many close friends in my mission group. In fact, some of them have already called me after church. So it's always great getting to meet so many new faces and perform awesome mission sites. Also, one thing that was really awesome about this year that was really different was, as Ray said, we had one of our own working at Passport, which was Jackson McCarthy. And I think we can all agree that he was probably the most fun and enthusiastic counselor out there. I just really wanted to thank our church family for all the support you give us in sending us on this awesome camp.
Harrison's going to come now and share with us the verse for the second full day at Passport.
Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age. Matthew 28:20. So my experience at Passport this year was a lot more different than compared to last year. I had a wonderful time with my faithful youth members and some youth leaders at Passport, such as Jackson. Last year and this year was a bit of a difference. We each get to do different mission sites. From my mission site with Luke, we went to a house that was under inspection of Denville. We had to do yard work around that house, like cutting up weeds and mowing some of the grass. There was this big platform down in the corner that we had to get rid of, and it was really big, like it could take 2 weeks to get rid of, and it only took us 2.5 days. And we pitched in together, all of us. We had We had fun doing it. And as we were working, we could see God through each of us, pitching in and have teamwork. And it was great. We each had a really great time, and I want to thank everybody for supporting us. I want to thank my parents for letting us get the opportunity to go. And I want to thank our youth leaders, Ray, Joyce, Aaron, Whitney, working with us. And Courtney, yes, sorry, Courtney. So yeah, I want to thank you all for giving us a great time. Thank you.
Thank you, Harrison. Can you tell it's been a wonderful week? Join me as we pray together. Dear God of all creation, we thank you today that in this wild and troubled world in which we live, Jesus has invited us to live and experience a wild life that is abundant, lively, and full. And we thank you for this past week that these young people have been able to experience this life in a new and a powerful way. We love these young people, and they are precious in your sight. And Jesus is calling them to soar with wings like eagles and accomplish great things. The life that they have experienced this past week is the life that you desire all of us to live, a life that is full of purpose, because we know that you have created us to be your hands and feet in this world. We have learned that just as you care for the birds of the air, you care for us. And we're much more important than the birds. We have learned that life is often messy. It is full of many struggles and doubts and heartaches and fears. Jesus, you didn't teach us that life would be easy, but you promised us that you will always be with us at all times, on our best days, our worst days, and every day in between. And we have learned this week that this wild life is a life that sets us free when we know the truth that Jesus brings. But we know we hold on to so many things, our doubts, our anger, our resentment, our fears, but we just need to learn to let them go, to let go and to let God take over, and then we will be free indeed. And we thank you, dear God, that these young people have come back home, back to their church family, with a new commitment, a new enthusiasm, and a new understanding of what it means to live as one who has answered your call. I thank you for each and every one of these young people. They are beautiful children of God, and they're precious to all of us. And I pray that as their pastor, I will always be the right example and the mentor to them. And I pray that all of us as members of this church will be the presence of Christ, showing them what it is to love and to serve and to give and to forgive and to live life abundantly. We pause to pray for those who are awaiting surgery this week, for those who are undergoing treatment, and for those who struggle with many different issues. And as we seek to be the example of Jesus, we pray the prayer that he taught us all to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now Austin will come and share with us the scripture verse from the third day.
At passport was really good than last year. My mission shot, my miss, my miss, never mind.
Oh, Austin, you did good. Austin was trying to tell us about his mission site where he went. And I want to tell you something. Austin was one of our honor campers along with Harrison. And we're, Austin, we're proud of you. We really, really are. A few years ago at Passport, we learned our next hymn, Christ Beside Me, from the words of St. Francis. It is hymn 543. Of a wild and precious life comes from John 10:10 and also from a beautiful poem that Sam is going to read for us now.
The poem is called The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. Who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she shifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, and how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? My personal experience at Passport this year was fantastic, just like everyone else's. And I'll agree with all the points that they had to say. But what really struck me is that we did go as with two youth groups as one, with the Baptist and the Methodist. And With a couple small exceptions, I never really saw any indication that there were two youth groups there. I only saw the BAM of Lexington. Even at my mission site, I had Gray and Kinsey from the Methodist Church at my mission site with me. And the few glimpses I did catch of them, since I wasn't allowed to look out the window, were that they were always participating and always doing a fantastic job. This passport week went by the fastest for me. Like it says at the poem, doesn't everything die at last and too soon? And, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and there really wasn't any time that I wasn't. So it was definitely the shortest week, but it made it one of the most beautiful and the most wild and precious.
Thank you, Sam. And now Ethan Fulbright will come and share the scripture passage from our last full day.
I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you, so that you must love each other. John 13:34. My experience this year was very fun and thrilling. This was my first year going to Passport, and I really enjoyed it, being with my youth group and the Methodist. And just as Sam said, I'd never really seen two separate youth groups. I've just seen one big happy family. And I've just seen everyone working so hard and being nice to one another. At my mission site, I had Grayson and Amelia. We were playing with kids and doing yard work. And we've just had fun being together.
Thank you.
people said, amen. Amen. That's one of the lessons that we learned this week. If life is messy, if things aren't going like they're supposed to, God is always there. He is our refuge. I'm going to invite Caroline and Zoe, and then Lily and Tori are going to share a few things with you. And one thing that we learned this week was to not be anxious. Come on up, Caroline. So, dear flock, I want to tell you, do not be anxious. Ray does not have a sermon today. Lest you think, after all of this, there's nothing else I can say. This is the sermon.
Okay, so during my week at Passport, I worked at the Salvation Army as part of my mission site. And I've decided that this is my favorite mission site because not only the air conditioning they provided, but also because of the interactions and the relationships you'd build by working there. And while working, I had the job of tagging clothes, putting the clothes on racks, organizing the store, and helping the customers with any questions they may have. And at this work site, I now realized that it's been an eye-opener to many things I've been told in the past. And I've always known that you're supposed to be grateful and happy for your many blessings. But while I've been at Passport, new light has been shed on this, and I've understood it in a different way. And being around the people who are not as fortunate as you are has impacted me more than just seeing them on the side of a road with a corporate sign. And so the mission sites were full of hard work and tedious labor, but to me, it's the most important part of Passport. And the Salvation Army helped me to get one step closer to a wild and precious life.
This will get Passport. I worked with Caroline at the Salvation Army. We did a bunch of different work to help the Salvation Army and the community of Danville. The Salvation Army feeds 900 families in a week and feeds 400 families with more than 9 children. One day I worked with dishwashing and to help the things in the store to look nice so they can sell. While we had fun working, I chipped a glass cup. Well, then a little later, someone flung water on me. I dropped the cup and broke it. No one got hurt. And so we helped a lot to give back in the community of Danville.
So this week at Passport, we talked a lot about God moments, so among many other things, so I'm going to share with you all one of my God moments. At my mission site at Grace in Maine, there were many things for my Bible study group to do because of all the work that was needed to be done. My job with my group was to help dig a space for a pond in this big garden. It was around the third day, and there was not a cloud in the sky, and it was very hot, and we were all very tired from working, and so I began to pray. After praying a short while later, two big clouds covered the sky, and, like, there was a breeze, and so everyone, like, began cheering, and, like, it didn't feel so bad and everything, so that was a major God moment for me.
This week at Passport, I was a part of the study Bible group with Jillian Briggs, who is not here today, and Austin Sams, who's already come up and spoken with us. And our group was assigned to work on a house that desperately needed a facelift. It had been worked on we were in session 5, so we'd been working on the same house for 5 weeks. And on the last day, we were able to see before and after pictures, and it was insane. Perfect. Compared to the first week and this past week. So we did everything this past week, from scraping to painting to taming the overgrowth of weeds and vines, also again an insane amount. So it came from the front and the back of the house. So I think I can speak for everyone when I say that we lived this past week to the fullest.
Lily and Tori and Zoe and Caroline. Yes, we did live this past week to the fullest. And to show you what a good week we had, on Friday morning, I had one of the campers who came up to me and said, "I don't want this to end." Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end. The life that we experienced this past week is the life that God is calling each and every one of us to live. The last day of Passport, in the worship time before we go, there's a moment called declarations, in which the campers come up and in just one sentence, they make a declaration of what they plan to do with this one wild and precious life. And so campers, the floor is now open for declarations.
What I said that morning, I said, I learned how to block out the haters.
Do we have any other, come on, Kevin, any other declarations?
I said that day that I'd share God's love with others.
While at Passport, I learned to give my worries to God and not keep them bottled inside.
While at Passport, I learned that God's not here to give you the best life or the most perfect life. He's here to give you the fullest life.
At Passport, I learned how working together makes great progress.
Something that I saw this year that I've seen more than in the past years was that not only are we going to help the community, but the people of the Danville community also want to do anything they can to better their community. Even the little kids were wanting to help us at our mission site. And there are areas of Lexington that are struggling, and that's something that we can do to help better our community.
While at Passport, I learned that someone may be different, but that doesn't mean they're bad.
The declarations are now closed. Powerful. I have decided to follow Jesus. I think you all have. If there is a spiritual response, if someone here needs to make a commitment to follow Jesus, if you'd like to become a member of this church family, we're going to stand and sing our hymn together, number 576.